Dr. Most, welcome back to WGN. Well, Ella, pop him right back up. Yep. We'll get the good doctor on here. The headline today is that patients who beat coronavirus may be immune from reinfection for several years. Experts say exciting findings give hope that a vaccine will also give long-lasting protection. Researchers analyzed the blood of 185 men aged 19 to 81 who beat the virus, and I'll let the doctor pick it up from here. Dr. Most, welcome to WGN again. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
I'm feeling real well, and you know I have the antibody. Has the math on this changed now?
No, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we've talked a lot about the antibody testing that we've done, right? If you either get the test to say if you have the virus, or you get the test to say, did you have the virus in the past, and did you check for antibodies? So that's one portion of it. What they're now finding out is they're looking at our T cells, which are memory cells, which say, I am going to remember this infection in the future. And that's the one we weren't so sure is going to happen. But this study is very promising to show that a very slow rate in the decline of these T cells would show that we may have a much longer term coverage for protection. So this is very promising. And on top of the vaccine news, it's kind of good to get some good news here.
Amen to that. So maybe when we discussed this earlier and we weren't so optimistic, it was because we didn't have enough time to see what the deterioration rate was of these cells?
Correct. At that time, we weren't. Well, there's two things there, John. One is we were looking specifically at the antibodies. So we were saying, wait, the antibodies seem to fade. And that's okay as long as you have the T cells, the memory cells that are going to make that again in the future. And that was the part that we didn't know. So it was very easy for scientists to come up with a test to look at the antibodies. Now you needed the scientists to come up and look at the test for the T cells. That's what they have done. This is a more unique test. So this is what they've done now. And, you know, like I said, the study only 8 months old, not peer reviewed, but certainly looks very promising.
Hmm. I wonder then if everybody's body will be good at that. So if I have that ability, will I in fact do that? Am I going to be protected? Is my body going to engage the way you say it will?
That is the big question, because it wasn't 100%, as you remember in the study. They showed that some people did not have great T cells, but the vast majority of them did. So now they have to start slicing and dicing that and say, did these people have full-blown COVID with symptoms, or were they in the asymptomatic group that still had antibodies but really didn't have the infection? So that's the part right now that's going to be sliced and diced. Either way, complement this with an increasing number of people who have had the infections, along with the potential of a vaccine in the spring, very promising.
Would you say that a person that's had COVID and therefore has this antibody or T cell you're describing, would they still need to get a vaccine, or have they naturally vaccinated themselves?
Potentially they've naturally vaccinated themselves, but most people are going to say, you know what, I'm going to take it as a booster to again make sure that my body is reminded. It's not going to do any harm. It's not going to trigger an infection or anything. And with the uncertainty of only 8 months of data, I think you're going to see a lot of people that are going to say, you know what, with the effective rate that we're seeing coming out of these vaccines, which is just amazing, why not get it to protect myself?
Well, what about this? Jim has a question for you, Dr. Kevin Most. You're on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hi. One thing that I haven't heard yet is, I know you get the two shots, you get the one and then the booster. Is this going to be a one-time thing, or is this something that's going to have to be annually?
Yeah, Jim. So there's two answers to that question, and both of them come down to we don't know. And the reason is, one, we don't know if the virus will mutate, and it certainly doesn't look like it's going to. And the vaccines are actually looking at something called the spike protein, which probably wouldn't change. The other thing is really that we don't know how long the effective rate is going to be. This study showing that it's 8 months already for these individuals with a slow decrease is very promising, but we have to remember the vaccination studies have only been going on for a couple months now, so they haven't had the opportunity to look at these people 6 months, 8 months down the road, where we give them the immunity versus the virus giving them the immunity. But we certainly hope that it covers both ways so that whether you get it from the vaccine or you got it from the virus, then we're going to be talking about some more long-term immunity. And maybe this will be a once every 5 year shot instead of an every year.
It's not certain.
And again,
yet.
I think, you know, the Johnson & Johnson is a one shot. Going forward, I would think that the two shot vaccines, if we do need it in a future year, will come down to a one shot vaccine.
Well, Pfizer and Moderna, it's one plus a booster. But then what's the time horizon for that? Once every 5 years, once a lifetime, every year, what?
Yeah, they don't know that yet, but I would think that after, you know, we start vaccinating, they are going to be looking at people again 8 months down the road, just like we had with the infection, to say, okay, how are we doing with the immunity stand here? So you would certainly hope that it's more than a year. You would certainly hope also that we can get it down to one shot.
It's a good question. Thanks for the phone call. I can't believe I don't know for certain the answer to this, but if I have had COVID and I have the antibody, or say I get vaccinated, does that keep me from giving it to other people? I won't get sick, but could I carry it and still pass it off to someone?
Yes, that's the unfortunate part, is the number of asymptomatic. There's not a lot of asymptomatic influenza people, but for some reason, this virus can live in people without causing illness. So there may be like carriers, we'll call them, because they're walking around and they're fine. That's the concern, is that will the vaccine stimulate the immune response to even knock out those that are asymptomatic? And we don't know that yet. But certainly we hope that it's going to at least cause a response where the body will knock out the virus so that even the asymptomatic individual would not be shedding virus and spreading it.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't mean to talk about myself much here, doctor, but I think I'm an example of a lot of people. Because I know I've had it. So I'll speak on behalf of those of us who know we've had COVID, or the people 5 times, 10 times as many people who don't know. But we think, okay, I've survived it. Maybe I have an antibody. Maybe I'm safe. But the concern is that I could still, is this right, harbor it and transmit it to other people? So really, I don't have the kind of free immunity I want to have. I still can't go about my way because I could be giving it to other people. Is that true, what I just said?
Well, that's the uncertainty, but really we're not thinking that way. We're really thinking that once you are vaccinated, your body will knock out any virus that comes into your body.
Okay.
So there's only been so few reinfections that we really think that the immune system might have this one pegged pretty good.
Good. Well, that's still more good news. I'll tell you what, doctor, between this news about the possibility of increased natural immunity and 2 or 3 vaccines, hey, what do you know? Maybe next summer we are at a ball game, right? Doc?
I'm right there with you, John. You know, if Pfizer is going to, it looks like they're going to file for their EUA today on their vaccine, which would mean that after a couple of weeks, we might be vaccinating healthcare workers sometime here in early to mid-December, which would be fascinating.
My gosh.
And we probably have 5 more phase 3 trials that are going to be completing here shortly. So we may have 5 or 6 companies making vaccine, you know, by January or February.
Vaughn, you're on WGN. What's your question, Vaughn?
My question is, can a pregnant woman get that shot? Thank you.
Yes, Vaughn. You know, so right now they're going through all the studies. So it certainly looks like, just like the influenza vaccine, where we actually encourage pregnant women to do it. But we're still waiting for the safety and efficacy studies to come out. So that will definitely be studied very, very closely. And I would imagine we'll have news on that within the next month as they're starting to look at more of the larger studies that are being completed.
Thanks for the question, Vaughn. 30 seconds left, doctor. Give me your thoughts on college kids coming home. What should families be doing? Should they be getting those kids tested? What should we do?
Yeah, I would hope that all the colleges test their kids before they leave them off campus. That would be the best way, because if you're going to swamp the local communities with testing all these college kids versus the colleges already have it in place, my recommendation to all the colleges or the college-age kids that are being tested once or twice a week is get a test just before you come home. If you haven't been able to do that and the school hasn't, then certainly I would be extremely careful in the new home setting, because you're coming home to vulnerable people potentially.
Yeah.
And then again at Thanksgiving, really minimize your sizes if you have any at all, and minimize your time at the table. That's going to be the big thing, John, is we're concerned about the spread 2 weeks post-Thanksgiving.
Kevin Most is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Central DuPage. Thanks, doctor. Always a pleasure.
You got it, John. Thanks. Take care.